Crypto card deposits crossed 10 BR for the first time, up 250% in a year. Total deposits sitting on crypto cards have passed $10 billion for the first time, according to a July 2, 2026 post from Cointelegraph. The figure is up 82% year-to-date and close to 250% higher than a year ago. It is the clearest sign yet that spending crypto directly from a card has moved past the enthusiast phase. The milestone lands during a nervous week for the broader market. Bitcoin trades at 59,771, up 2.1% on the day as of July 2, 2026. ETH at was 603, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 19, extreme fear. Deposits climbing into a fearful tape is its own signal. This is money parked to be spent, not traded. A deposit base forming outside the banks. The $10 billion number counts the balances users load onto card programs to fund everyday purchases, held in stablecoins or crypto that converts at the point of sale. A year ago, that pool was roughly $2.9 billion by the same 250% math. Doubling and then some in 12 months is the kind of curve deposit-taking institutions spend decades chasing. Two forces sit underneath it. The first is stablecoins becoming the default balance for these cards. Holding USDC or USDT and spending it removes the price swing anxiety that kept casual users away from paying in BTC. Cards built around stablecoin spending turn a volatile asset class into something that behaves like a checking account. The second is distribution. Card issuance has spread from a handful of exchanges to dozens of wallets and neobanks. EtherFi crossed 100,000 cardholders in June and set a target of 1 million. Each new program adds its own loaded balances to the total, and the newer entrants lean self-custodial, letting users spend straight from their own wallet, rather than trusting an exchange to hold the float. The number is a balance, not a valuation, one caveat worth stating plainly. A deposit total is a stock, not proof of profit or retention. Some of that $10 billion is idle balance waiting to be spent, and some is yield-seeking money parked on cards that pay staking rewards on the underlying. It does not tell you how much is being swiped versus sitting still. There is also the question of where the balances live. A large share of card float still sits with custodial issuers, which carries counterparty risk. The FTX and Wirecard collapses are the reference points here. When a custodian fails, user balances can be frozen or lost, regardless of how healthy the card program looks. A rising deposit total concentrated in a few custodians is a bigger single point of failure, not a smaller one. That is part of why the self-custody wing of the market matters to the headline figure, even if it is not yet the majority of it. Regulators are arriving at the same time. The growth is colliding with a wave of oversight. On the same day the deposit figure crossed $10 billion, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority set final crypto rules aimed at making Britain a global hub, and the FCA and Bank of England laid out a joint approach to supervising systemic stablecoin issuers. Across the channel, MiCA enforcement is now live across the EU, pulling card-linked stablecoins under a licensing regime for the first time. For cardholders, tighter stablecoin rules are mostly a stability upgrade. Reserve requirements and issuer supervision reduce the odds of the balance behind the card breaking its peg. The trade-off is friction. More licensing means slower rollouts in regulated markets and, in some cases, cards pulling out of jurisdictions where compliance is not worth the volume. The $10 billion was built in a lighter touch era. The next $10 billion has to be built inside the rulebook.